Around the world, food prices are persistently and painfully high. However, on global markets, the prices of grains, vegetable oils and other products such as dairy have long fallen steadily from record highs. The sharp fall in global food prices and world commodity markets doesn't seem to have reached the real world of shopkeepers, street vendors and families trying to make ends meet. What gives? Joseph Glauber, a former chief economist at the US Department of Agriculture, says that in the US, for example, 75% of the costs are coming after it leaves the farm. He says the additional costs come from energy, processing, labour and transportation fees. And many of those costs are embedded in so-called core inflation, which excludes volatile food and energy prices and has proven stubbornly hard to wring out of the world economy. I'm Karen Chamas.